Lawmakers are leaving Washington for the 4th of July recess with no health care bill passed through the Senate, and senators on the fence will likely get an earful from constituents back home. So how are Americans feeling about health care and Washington? Well, a new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll is out today. It finds President Trump's approval rating at a new low, just 37%. NPR political reporter Jessica Taylor is here with the details. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Jeremy.
So while the president's popularity continues to wane, he does still have support of Republicans, right?
He is holding on to his base, and that's sort of one of the few things the White House can take solace in right now. Overall, we found that the president's approval rating is at 37%, and that's been about where he's been at for the past few months. For comparison, Obama's approval rating was at 56% in June 2009. So typically, presidents get a little bit of a honeymoon period. Now, Trump does have the approval of about 80% of Republicans, and those who identify themselves as strong Republican, he's at 91%. So with his core base, he's doing really well. And among people who voted for him last fall, 89% approve of the job he's doing.
How is he doing among various demographic groups? Are there any surprises there?
Well, there are some, you know, hints that maybe, you know, maybe not his traditional base could be eroding a little bit. White non-college educated voters were really key to his success last November, and his approval rating is just sort of barely above water with them. 52% say they approve of him, while 37% disapprove of the job he's doing. And among voters who are 60 or older, he's underwater as well. Only 43% of those voters approve of him, while 47% disapprove.
What about independents? How's he doing there?
This is, I think, one of the most interesting trends that we found. When we talk about, you know, how Trump is doing on the economy, they have largely sort of flipped and begun to erode on him just over the past few months. Just 31% of independents say they have confidence in Trump's ability to help the economy, and 49% doubt that he can sort of turn things around economically here. Now, when independents were asked the same question back in March, the numbers were reversed. 44% said that they had a positive outlook on his economic ability, and just 38% said that they didn't.
Now, poll numbers matter to a certain degree, and one of the ways that they matter is that lawmakers look at them and say, well, I don't know if I want to support this person's agenda if they are so unpopular, but I'd also like to know, what did we find out about how people feel about the Senate health care bill as senators go back and ponder this very decision?
It's not very popular. And I think when you're dealing with an unpopular president and an unpopular Senate bill and an unpopular Congress, that's sort of a recipe for a disaster. And that's why, you know, we're seeing Republicans who control essentially all three branches of government having a tough time doing something. One in four people said that they didn't know enough about the bill, which, of course, was just released last week and now has been delayed voting on it until after the July 4th recess. But of those who did, 55% said they did not approve of the plan. They very much disapprove of it. And that includes 68% of independents. And even among Republicans that should be supporting this bill the most, only 35% said that they approve of the Senate bill.
What did it say about how people feel about Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act? We have to point that out because there are some people out there who think they're different things. They're not. How did Obamacare do?
You know, the trend line that we've seen for a while, even in other polls, is that this has gotten more popular, you know, over the past 7 years since it was first voted on and then implemented. So it has been gaining more steam. And we actually found that a plurality of Americans, 46%, actually want the bill to do more. They want it to be even more far-reaching. About a quarter of people want it repealed completely, and that includes over half of Republicans. So when you're talking about people that want it repealed, it is still a lot of the GOP base that feels very strongly about that. And about 17% of Americans just sort of want it to be left alone, nothing done to it.
Are there any things on which Americans agree in this poll?
I think when we're talking about sort of Americans more broadly, not a lot. I think that they agree that there is just not a good outlook of where America is right now. There is not a lot of confidence in institutions, whether that be the president, Congress, political parties. So it's sort of a really sour mood. If you've been feeling that across the country, then you're not alone.
That's NPR political reporter Jessica Taylor, and we will link you to more from the NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll at hereandnow.org. Jessica, thanks.
Thank you.